This is CliffCentral.com.
Robin is here to tell us this week about how you can refresh your veggie garden just in time for summer. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning, Sam.
How are you?
I'm well, thanks. How are you?
I'm even better when we drive into work and the sun is actually up, which means spring is in full swing.
Yes.
And also that means we're headed for summer. So how can we get ready for summer and getting our veggie garden in shape?
So now is the perfect time to start a veggie garden from scratch, mm-hmm. if you do want to. But also it's a great time to refresh your edible garden. Obviously coming out of winter, there might be a few things that don't look so good. Also, there are beautiful fruit-bearing veggies and herbs that are available now that generally only thrive in summer. So there's lots of new things that you'll want to be planting. So today I brought with me watermelon.
Stop.
This is so cute.
So this is a 6-pack of watermelon, and they're teeny little plants, but it's just to show you the interesting things that are available now. I brought this today because I'm going to be planting it in the Cliff Central garden downstairs as well.
That's amazing. How long? First question, how long until we see it?
I mean, I was about to say it's the size of a watermelon seed, but it is. And it's going to grow into a full watermelon. It's amazing.
It's a watermelon seedling, yes. So I'm not exactly sure how long it will take for this one, but we can definitely look it up because these are quite young.
Yeah.
And we can look up the germination period so that we can see just when it will be bearing fruit. But the other things I bought today are jalapeno peppers. I bought beans, tomatoes, strawberries. It's a beautiful time for all those delicious things that you can literally pick right off the plant and eat in summer.
Wow.
So there are a few things that you need to do if you obviously want to refresh your herb and veggie garden now.
Mm-hmm.
Firstly, you must take out the dead veggies and herbs. A lot of people feel like if something dies, it means they have failed. But the thing with herbs and veggies is that a lot of them are actually seasonal. So at the end of the season, they will have done their bit. They will have given you fruit and veggies and you will have picked and eaten them. And then they will just come to the end of their life.
Mm-hmm.
So take out those dead ones and the ones that aren't looking so good. And just actually keep them aside because they are a great source of nutrients to create compost in your refreshed soil.
So nothing goes to waste.
Exactly. So what you want to do is pull out all those old herbs and veggies. You want to get a 315 fertilizer, and also you can add a little bit of bone meal if you want. Really what we want to do now is enhance the nutrients in the soil so that we're giving everything a good boost so that we can really grow, you know, lush herbs and veggies.
Adding a bit of bone meal.
Bone meal,
what's
yes.
that?
It's an organic like nutrient. It is like a fertilizer, but it just has all natural sort of nutrients in that just helps to enhance the composition of the soil.
Okay.
So you'll put a few handfuls of the 315 and a handful of bone meal and you'll toss up the soil. Then you'll mix in those old dead herbs and veggies and just try and get as much in there and water it so that you are building a very nutrient rich soil. And then once you've done that, you can plant your new summer veggies and herbs.
Before we plant, because I'm going through this in my head because I want to do this.
Yes.
I now in my head am picturing the cat toads that are going to be in the soil.
Mm.
How does that affect? I mean, my cats are literally, they're going to use the vegetable patch as a toilet. And then I feel like I can't eat the veggies.
So it's a very good question, and I think a lot of people struggle with this.
Mm-hmm.
But that's also why you like to refresh your garden at this time. So if you see those things or things that you don't want that make you feel like the soil won't be as clean, take that out and use the fertilizer and the bone meal to enrich it with the right nutrients. So this is a good time just to fix up that soil, just to get it back to a good quality. You know, the nutrients have been depleted from your winter veg, and if your cats have gone in there, then you want to just, you know, put in the right nutrients.
Okay.
So clean it out a bit, take out all the dead things, take out the cat poop if it's there. I'm sure it won't be make too much damage actually, because, you know, it's also a natural thing that probably, you know, composts and decomposes, and it might actually add some nutrients in.
Ooh.
Okay.
So just, yeah, use this time to really get the soil right and healthy and putting in the good things that you want, taking out the things you don't want, and just really making a nutrient-rich, like, base so that the plants can take up everything and grow lush and delicious.
Okay, good. I'm ready to plant.
How should what we planted in winter factor into what we plant now for summer?
Yes, yeah, that's a great question. So obviously certain herbs and veggies take out certain nutrients from the soil,
okay,
and put in other nutrients. So it's actually a very good idea to plan your crop rotation between the seasons and also within the season, planting different things. The leafy herbs and veggies, they generally take nitrogen out of the soil. So they take up a lot of nitrogen to grow. And other veggies like legumes put a lot of nutrient back. Especially herbs, they will take a certain type of nutrient out. And then fruit-bearing veggies will take a different nutrient out. So try and, after you've planted a leafy herb, take that out, plant a fruit-bearing veggie in the same place so that you're not constantly taking the same nutrient out of the same area. Yes, and then obviously you can do some research. What do you like to eat? What have you planted in winter? And what would you like to have for summer? And then just check what things go well together, that they don't all take the same nutrients. What things don't take all the same nutrients, and you should maybe mix it up in the same container or pot.
Mm.
And that's obviously how you'll get the best out of your soil and your herbs and veggies.
Hmm. And this is also a great time to sow our seeds.
Yes, so
reap what you sow.
No. Exactly, yeah. So we discussed this in the October in the garden, but because the evenings are warming up now and we can start feeling definitely that summer is here, this is really a good thriving environment for germination of new herbs and veggies, and especially seeds. They need that, you know, those ideal conditions. And that's also why it's a great time for things like tomatoes and cucumbers, which are more sensitive to cold.
Mm.
You wouldn't necessarily have success with them in winter. So now is a great time when the weather is warm, they will be able to grow in ideal conditions. So yes, sow your seeds now if you want to test out seed sowing. If you want to plant all those lovely fruit-bearing veggies, now is the perfect time.
Okay, so time to make notes then. What are some of the unusual seedlings that we can get from Lifestyle just in time for planting now for summer?
Yes, so right now we have wonderful things. We have millies in six packs, watermelons in six packs, cucumbers, melons, paprika, and even butternut.
Ooh.
So those are already grown seedlings that you literally can plant, and they will obviously start to bear fruit quite quickly.
I mean, a cucumber costs $20 in the shop.
So you can buy six cucumbers from us for $35.
There you go.
Six cucumber plants that will each bear fruit.
Yeah.
So it's a wonderful thing to grow your own, because also you limit your wastage,
mm-hmm,
because you pick and eat as you need. So things won't necessarily go off in your fridge if you don't eat it in time. You're also obviously not buying it in plastic or single-use packaging. So we really like to encourage people to grow your own, and especially when we have all these beautiful things now in the nursery.
Mm.
And I mean, those things that I mentioned are just seedlings, and they're just a few of what we have. We obviously have the usuals like lettuce and all the herbs and spinach and cabbage, what people like to cook with. But the other thing is seeds, the variety of seeds that we have. If you want to watch the whole process from start to finish, the seeds are just magnificent, and you can find such a huge range. I think we have over 1,000 different types of seeds. You know, there are about 7 different varieties of tomatoes and carrots. So you can choose purple carrots, yellow carrots, just magnificent things. So it's a great time to start growing your own food now.
Kind of like the idea of a purple carrot and growing that at home.
I know. How cute would that be?
I also like the idea of saying I'm growing jalapeno.
That's very nice. Oh, that's an amazing thing to grow. And imagine all the culinary creations that you can make with that.
Okay. And then I just have to finally ask, for what's the least effort thing that you can grow for summer?
So I think
requires not a lot of maintenance, not a lot of water. I can check on it every couple of days and it will be fine.
So most herbs do require quite a bit of water. It is important that you water them.
Okay.
But a herb like mint It will grow the whole year round, as long as you water it at least every second day.
Oh, fabulous.
It will grow lush and beautiful, and you'll never have to replace it unless you do something terribly wrong, but I'm sure you wouldn't see it because you're learning so much about gardening. And mint can grow all year round. Give it water at least every single day, every day if you can, and yeah, it will bear beautiful leaves that you can use all year round. That's the best one, especially for cocktails.
Summer cocktail mint, I'm here for that party. Robin, thank you so much. You always give us great advice every single week. And if you feel like you want to recap or want to listen back to something that Robin has noted in the past, you can visit cliffcentral.com for some of those podcasts and also www.lifestyle.co.za. Once you're on the website, that's when you can also visit their blog for more information on this, any other tips and tricks as well. You can get that all on lifestyle.co.za. Lifestyle Home Garden, they're the anchor tenant at Lifestyle Garden Center, which is at the corner of Bears Nordea Drive and Eisterhout Avenue in Rand Park Ridge in Randburg. Choose your lifestyle with
Lifestyle Home Garden.
There we go. Thank you, Robin.
Thank you very much.
This is CliffCentral.com.